Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there has been a lot made in the last 24 hours. A lot made. I want to start. This is unusual, but a United States senator has attracted the ire of the EU, NATO, and our European allies. One United States senator. How is that possible? That United States senator is the vampire bat, Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, as you know, we talked about this on the show the other day, has put in a hold on the appointment, the confirmation hearing of any ambassador appointed by Donald Trump, except for two of them, Mexico and the United Nations. In Mexico, it's only because he has a large Latino population in his state, and he was afraid not to do that. There are more than 50 ambassadors around the world who are waiting to be confirmed. He won't confirm them. He's going to stick it to Biden, he thinks, cripple the United States. He thinks that'll reflect badly on Biden, and then his party will get back in power, and maybe he can run for president. He's a sick individual. He has been referred to as the vampire. Very sick, seditious individual. There's another sicko, this Josh Hawley of Missouri. Josh Hawley was the guy, as he walked in on the certification day, January 6th, and he saw the mob, he gave it an air fist bump, you know, raise his fist, go to it, guys. Go to it. There's a gallows there. They were shouting, hang Mike Pence. Yeah, go to it. Go to it, guys. Now, what are the consequences of what he's doing? He is holding up the confirmations of anybody in the NSA, the National Security Agency, which works closely with the Defense Department and obviously with the president and with the CIA on our foreign policy objectives around the world. He is holding up any further appointments to them until Biden fires his Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, and head of the National Security Agency, Jake Sullivan. Now, look, how are individual senators able to do this to cripple our foreign policy? Why are the EU, NATO, France, and our other European allies angry with Ted Cruz and with Josh Hawley? Because the Senate is unable to confirm an ambassador to the EU. They are unable to confirm an ambassador to France. They're unable to confirm an ambassador to NATO. They're unable to confirm NSA appointments, and there are quite a few of them. You may think that the Senate only confirms people in the cabinet or Supreme Court justices, Court of Appeals. That's all wrong. There are many, many things they have to confirm. And the way it's normally done is you don't spend 2 days of discussion on each one. You couldn't get anything done. In fact, you couldn't get through all the nominees. So these nominees are submitted to the Senate. They're reviewed. And as long as there's not some serious security objection to any of them, you say, all right, the president's entitled to form his own government. Just like in Wisconsin, presumably Evers should have been entitled to his own cabinet, and Voss in the House, even though it's the Senate that confirms, he wields power in the Republican Party. LeMahieu in the Senate for several years wouldn't confirm anybody to cripple Biden and hurt Wisconsin. They want to cripple Democrats by hurting Wisconsin and the United States. You must understand that. Well, what are the consequences of lack of ambassadors in more than 50 countries and lack of NSA personnel? One of them is, this is causing serious concern. The NATO countries, many of our allies, did have troops in Afghanistan. And when we pulled out, Biden did give them a heads up. They strongly opposed Trump's freeing 5,000 terrorists from ISIS and the Taliban. Remember that? That was Trump. Trump told the Afghan government, release them. And they said, no, we can't. Then he said, I'm cutting off your money. They released them. One of them is now the head of the Taliban government. Several others are ones who went on to kill American soldiers. Trump released them. Then Trump recognized them, the terror group, and shut out the Afghan government and went through fake negotiations in Vienna, said he'd be out by May 1. So when Biden came in, he had the choice of escalating the war. Somebody made a very, very good point. We had a choice of withdrawal or genocide. It'd be very easy to drop massive weapons throughout Afghanistan and wipe out the Taliban. You'd also wipe out millions of Afghans. There would be a genocide. We're not inclined to do that. That's contrary to our values. But in the process of withdrawal, 13 Americans were murdered by a suicide bomber that the Taliban let through. The suicide bomber came from ISIS in Pakistan. Now, oddly, the Taliban and ISIS are enemies, even though they're both Sunni Muslims, murderers, thieves, murderers of Christians and Jews, murderers of subordinate racial groups in their view. But it's as if you have two motorcycle gangs or two drug cartels fighting each other for supremacy. It's not ideological, it's power. It's been pointed out that if we'd had a full complement of NSA personnel assigned to Afghanistan, and for instance, the individual who was supposed to oversee that part of Asia was not confirmed because of Hawley and Cruz, and a number of others weren't. If we'd had better administration, if we'd had better supervision of what happened, those 13 people, 13 brave soldiers, might have been spared. Because nobody in his right mind over there would have said, well, why don't we let the Taliban decide who gets to the airport? Why don't we let the Taliban decide who gets to the airport? Every one of them has a beard 2 feet long. Many of them are unaccompanied males. That's who's getting in. They got into Europe. More than 60% of the Muslim refugees that came into Europe were unaccompanied males. And how do you sort it out? Hawley and Cruz stopped the appointment of the personnel we needed. You can say the Secretary of Defense should have done it. Listen, the Secretary of Defense has worldwide responsibilities. And if you don't have ambassadors and you don't have NSA personnel, you're leaving it up to the best judgment of other people on the ground. So Hawley, by the way, was interviewed. He was grilling Merrick Garland the other day. I don't know if you saw that. And he was grilling Merrick Garland for saying that the FBI is now going to get involved in death threats against school board members. School board members are under attack around the country over masks and distancing. There are death threats, and they haven't been prosecuted up till now. They should be prosecuted, and the people who are convicted should go to prison. I don't care if they're just the local Cub Scout guy, the prison for a death threat, prison. And Hawley goes, well, these are just folks letting off their First Amendment steam. He was lying. You know, a lot of these people it's called the Sedition Caucus. It's really the Treason Caucus. It's the Republican Caucus in the Senate. The only one who stood tall was Mitt Romney, and he voted to convict Trump on two impeachments, Ukraine and insurrection. He was alone on Ukraine and insurrection. He had about seven other Republicans vote with him, but a couple of them were retiring, and the rest of them haven't stood up for anything else. It's the Treason Caucus. And you look at a lot of them, and it gives you the shivers. You look at Cruz. You look at Rubio. You look at Lindsey Graham, a lot of these others. But Hawley has a sociopath look to him. I'm not kidding. Google the guy and look at those eyes and look at him talk. There is not an ounce of sincerity in anything he says. And he's a studied actor, and he's a bad actor. Now, one of the things, what do we do about this? You know, I can't believe that the Senate can't figure out, the Democrats, how to confirm ambassadors and NSA personnel over the objections of one person or two of them. The truth of the matter is, these are Senate courtesy rules that go back to the antebellum South. Everybody there thinks he's an aristocrat and he can hold it up. He can demand hours and days of speeches. Why is it that Schumer and the rest of them can't go and say, are there 10 Americans on the Republican side? Some of you look like Americans. Will you vote to suspend Moscow Mitch's filibuster, override the filibuster? People got killed in Afghanistan. It's understaffed, and everybody else is understaffed in the world, and China is pressing us in the South China Sea, and Russia in Ukraine. And our NATO allies are starting to take notice. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.